friends. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
The dice, it had to be The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Playing all that good gold for you. Gonna tickle your ears with Jimmy Dean. He's gonna sing about
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245. Kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
That's the young colt. Emilio.
Listen, I want to tell you in my country, which is Italy, you are loved.
Beautiful.
You are the man, I would guess, second only to Marcello Mastroianni. All the girls, all the women on in Venice, in Rome.
Let me tell everybody.
Your love, Wolfman Jack.
Emilio Pericoli, yeah?
No, Pericoli.
Excuse me, Pericoli.
No, I'm not too familiar
with the language.
You must say like I tell you. Pericoli.
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 That's close enough.
Anyway, he's got a record here. How long ago was this?
This was about, half an hour ago.
Last time I heard it.
Oh, when he recorded it?
Yeah.
1960.
Forget it, we'll play it.
Yes,
Papa,
wasted, and we're gonna get totally wasted by the time the evening is over. If you ready, let me hear from Carl Perkins,
well,
babe.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you want to do. But, honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Show, free to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoe.
One day while I was eating beans
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging over seas
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her car
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down next to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
A chill was running down my spine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody in the room
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
they said, "Man, be careful. That chick belongs to Smokey Joe." From behind the counter, I saw a man. A shelf hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout,
"You better eat up all your beans and bar and clear right on out."
Yes, I know I'll never eat again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
And so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I'll rest my life when that Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
Joe's Cafe. Oh, I smoke.
Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
And hold it tight, but by then the time begins to drag. And she starts searching through her bag.
She says, "Just a moment, please. I can't find my keys. And here's what happens while he's waiting for those keys."
She pulls out lipstick, powder, bubble gum, and bobby pins, but she can't find her keys. Curlers, tweezers, comb. But she can't find her keys. Mailbox, school books, an autograph of baby. She can't find with these. But I'm standing here waiting for a good night kiss, 'cause she can't find her keys. And then it all starts happening again.
She says, "Just a moment, please. I can't find my keys. And here's what happens while he's waiting for us."
She pulls out gumdrops, glasses, magazines, and tangerines, but she can't find her keys.
Her keys.
Presley records, hairspray, and jelly beans, but she can't find her keys.
Her keys.
Eyebrow pencils, perfume, and potato chips, and portable batteries. But I'm standing here waiting for a goodnight kiss, 'cause she can't find her keys. Frozen custard, piano bench, pretzels in a monkey wrench, tennis racket, army cuts, pumpkin seeds and coffee pots, watermelon, foam balls, a rabbit's foot and French toast, fire hydrant, ice can, TV, that electric fan, but she can't find her keys.
That's Paul Peterson with the Wolf Man, and she can't find her keys. Yes, yes. It's something you got to change along with your shorts, baby, your evil ways, you understand what I mean? And get yourself together.
Oh, will go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toy. I found a new pastime. Well, all whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game. I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. Oh, there. Well, would you please walk a little slower? I wonder if you know that you're putting on a show. Would you please walk a little closer? I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
I'm a girl watcher. Yes, I am. I'm a girl watcher. Watching all the girls go by. Hi, hi. Hi, all you sweet darlings out there. That's your Cajuns on the Wolfman Show. Here's Ronnie and the Highlight.
Time will fly.
If you're ready, we gonna get mellow now. Peter, Paul, and Mary, just blowing in the wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must a cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
Wolfman Jack Show. That's the team. Oh, I tell you, it made me feel so good. We're getting it together now, sharing all that soul together. We're just learning from each other, inspiring each other, getting bad with each other. And we're going to listen to the Rascals together with each other.
It's a beautiful morning.
Walked in here naked, dirty, and we just scrubbed him up in the big-time bathroom, you understand what I mean? And he is now ready to lay down some groovy thoughts on all the guys and gals this evening. The Maharishi, Yogi Bear, looking good like he should. Yes, yes.
Oh, it's groovy to be back among the magnolia trees.
Oh, yes.
Peace, love, the Beatles, and home from a long, nude journey. Yes, my most precious of peaches of nerd, I am back from the bearded growing experience. I have traveled many cosmic miles to tell you that the bizarre goings-on in my fatherland are still weird.
Oh, yes.
72 of the most paganist of most paganist paganist princesses kidnapped...
Try to get it together, Mahara. I know you've been
all those peas are still weird for me. I've kidnapped the almighty one.
You got trouble with your peas.
My peas.
Okay.
I have a hard time peeing. And the mighty of most people of my, the Heavenly Father, was, he was, what he was kidnapped. And his most favorite of all massage parlors, the Pink Snored.
Oh, the Pink Snored, yes.
Also, I have brought some new nails for my bed.
Oh, great.
I traveled with the circus throughout Budapest.
How many nails you got in your bed now?
72 nails.
Oh.
Yes. And 14.
72 nails, man. Go
14
ahead.
Toenails, too. That adds spice to the end of my bed.
Oh, and the marriage. You got more?
Yes, I have a little more.
Oh, go ahead.
All this and
you
more.
You blessed any lifers today,
yes,
when you
I
got back?
I blessed about 14 of them. I landed in the boat station, whatever, you know, all their noises. And I have some groovy weirdness for you.
You have trouble with your
Let your size 13 sneaker infest with a growth of pure herb.
Yes.
So that you can call it a sneaker full of goodness. Love, peace, and laterness.
Here's Gal Shannon.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
That little town.
Of a tender red lips, but you'll be